With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
All right, welcome to this edition of Road Trippin'. Allie Clifton, Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye. What day is it? Let's just start, dive right in to Truth or Trash. Truth or Trash, Devin Booker will average more points per game than Kevin Durant this season.
Trash?
True.
Trash.
Did he average more points last year? This is the thing.
Trash.
I truly believe that.
I'll look that up for you.
Devin Booker, or let me see, Kevin Durant opens up more things for Devin Booker than Devin Booker opens up for Kevin Durant.
Devin Booker is more of a point guard than Kevin Durant. What? Devin Booker, if
bringing the ball up the floor does not constitute being a point guard.
1.5 difference. Devin Booker averaged 27.8 last year. Kevin Durant, 29.1.
Hear me out.
I'm talking about
if Devin Booker wanted to, you could play Devin Booker at the point. He is that talented. I have seen it. They have tried. He just didn't have shooters with him. I think he is going to play more point and run the offense than Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant.
I think he's the best equipped to do it, but he's also a guy that scored 70 points. Like, he loves to score, and he's one of the best in the world to do it.
He also wants to get back to the NBA Finals, and they ain't getting back to the NBA Finals if he's scoring 70 with Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant on your team. Man, pass that rock and get it back.
Kevin played 8 games with Phoenix last year. 8 games. Mm-hmm. How many points do you think he averaged?
30.
26 points.
He averaged
27.8 playing 53 games for them.
Remember he sprained his ankle in their home debut when he was playing? I was like, just unlucky, man. That shit sucked.
Dude, how you sprain your ankle in the warm-up with shooting floaters? It wasn't even like he was in layup lines. He just was shooting a little floater, and that ankle went bloop, bloop.
Truth or trash, the Spurs will win 30 more games this season.
True. Oh, trash.
Jeez. Why? No way.
Maybe trash. It's 50-50. That's the. You know what?
30?
Man,
the
you
West
have to
is a monster.
52 games.
Bro, and let's just assume the Rockets are decent. Who the fuck are they beating? Who are they going to beat? 30?
I'm going to look
no,
up.
No, 20, 25, maybe.
They won 22 games. They won 22 games next year. Last year. If the greatest thing that we have seen in 30 years prospect that you just got the number one pick, if you're telling me he's not worth eight wins, Channing, just tell.
The league also got better. The league is better.
The league doesn't get better. They're still the same fucking players.
Dallas is better. OKC is better. Utah's better. Phoenix is better. Houston is better.
All but Channing.
Memphis will be better after the first 25 games.
Respectfully. Every team, Channing, really quickly, every team can't get better. That doesn't make sense. Because if every team got better, some teams, did Denver get better?
Yes.
How? They lost Bruce Brown.
Jamal Murray is healthy. He came back off an injury last year. He had a full year.
You can say that he will be healthy, but you can't say that their team got better.
If Jamal Murray is fully healthy, their team is better.
That is a fact. I agree with that statement. But I'm saying Jamal is better, and with that default. But they've lost two players, and they haven't added players to that position. So you're going to say that Jamal going from this tier to this tier supplements the two players that they lost that were huge, huge pieces to them. If he gets 8% better and they lost 10%, that's all. He got better, and it makes their team better, but their team can't get better if they also were losing it. They're starting at a deficit.
Okay, let's just call it. How good do you think Bruce Brown is the reason they won a championship?
I think this. I think that every time you win a championship, there are people that like you look at and you don't truly understand their value. Okay. And I think Bruce Brown. Well, combined, maybe. More combined. Impressive.
You're welcome. You're welcome. No,
combined in the postseason. Combined okay. in the postseason, what Channing and I would do, Bruce
Channing
Brown
won
did.
That Atlanta
way
series.
He defended, the way he could roll, the way he could he shot the ball better than what people thought. So I'm not saying that that's why they're going to be bad, but I'm like, you're losing Jeff Green. You're losing these guys that were a huge part of it. And Jamal Murray's going to get better and be an all-star level, but like – I don't know. I just don't think that every team can get better. I don't believe that every team in the league can get better. Like, we had an influx.
You know who didn't get
like
better? Portland didn't get better. Charlotte didn't get better. Toronto did not get better. Minnesota, I don't think, got better.
Philly didn't get better.
Philly didn't get better.
It's still to see if Boston
got Miami better. Definitely did not didn't get better.
Yeah, Miami didn't get better. Right? So that's why my only thing is this. We can say this, but if you're going to tell me truth or trash, it was 30 was the number. They won eight. They won 22 games. If you're telling me that Victor is not worth eight games and he's not going to be rookie of the year, and that's why Chet Holmgren is my pick for rookie of the year.
Ooh, I got Scoop. He is nice.
Scoop,
I got Scoop.
Bro.
Dude, you're giving him the keys to the city. What the whole team is different.
But man, listen, I like Scoot.
Watch
like
this.
Scoot.
Market Scoot Henderson.
You're okay. You know why I don't think he's going to do it? One, because I think their team is going to be trash. Two, I think the other two guys that he's is competing against for rookie of the year are gnarly, offensively and defensively. He's going against Chet and Victor, two aliens. They're going to have eight block shots with six threes, like shit we've never seen before because that's who they are. So I don't, even if he has a Dame Lillard was special, but if he has one of those point guard rookie of the year type season like Kyrie had in Cleveland, but Kyrie wasn't getting rookie of the year over Victor and Chet if those guys were to show up and play at their capability. So I'm not saying he's not, he just would not even be in my top, he's not in my top two.
He plays in Channing's city, so you know.
I think what's the guy's name from Charlotte? Oh my God,
Brandon Miller.
Brandon Miller, I think, has a better shot because they're in such disarray. They're going to give him the Kings, and he's got a point guard that's going to feed him. So he's going to get the king. He's going to get the keys. Who was the number two pick? Who was the number two pick?
Not, I don't know why he should have been the number two pick.
If you're talking about keys to the kingdom, and this guy can go out there and be a 6'9", shoot whenever you want guy.
He's not. He don't have the keys. LaMelo has the keys. He got the keys, the house.
Facts.
That motherfucker's in the ADU outside. Everyone
All
is.
The fucking things. Can we talk about, actually we're going to, because Richard, you said you didn't want to talk about Ben Simmons until he plays in an NBA game again, and he has done just that. Three-time All-Star Ben Simmons will be an All-Star again in February. Truth or trash?
No, I don't think he will. Do I believe if he continues to show back up and play, I believe he can be an all-star again, because his all-star is not based off his scoring. It's his versatility. If he's giving you 13, 8, and 9, and he's got like all of these other things, and he's doing the shit that he knows, and he's one of the best defensive players. If he regains his stuff, he's only 24 years old. 25 years old. He's still super young. So if he can regain the mental edge, maybe not this year, but I think eventually he could be. And would I bet on it? No. I'm not betting on that. But would it surprise me if you told me that Ben regained a little bit of his form this year and then went into next year with more confidence? Like, yeah, he's an all-star.
I always go, look who's in the East, right? Who is he going to make an all-star game over? Not Tyrese Halliburton, not Jason Tatum,
obviously.
Not
Brooklyn. No, that's not true, Channing.
Hang on,
that's
let
true.
Channing go. I want to hear his I'm take sorry. Really quick.
I like to argue with him.
I know you do, but I want to hear.
Jalen Brunson, no, right? Who else is in the East? Richard? Oh, Donovan Mitchell.
That's pretty dope. You don't have one of these, bitch.
No, I don't want, wait, that's aggressive. No Donovan Mitchell. I think, I just don't see there's room for him. I don't think they're going to win. I don't think the Nets got better, to be honest. That's another team I don't think got better. I think they're going to eventually get better, but I don't know if they got better.
Truth or trash, Mikal Bridges is the 33rd pick 33rd best player in the NBA, and Kyrie is the 34th best player.
To be honest?
Oh.
We're talking about not what we've seen. Not what we've seen, but what we are looking at right now. Now, if we were to pick a player.
This was going to be, okay.
You are going to pick Kyrie every single time. If you want to build a team with a young, budding superstar that is one of the most versatile players to play in the game right
stars.
Now.
Stars. Let's not use superstars. Respectfully, I think he has
stars. You're right. There's only five superstars in the league right now. That's it. For reference. Mikal Bridges would be the tippy top of my list of young guys that I would want on my team, along with like guys like Evan Mobley, right? Guys that have versatility, who grows, who wants to play the game the right way, who's good for the community, good for your team, and can take on three or four different roles and grow on those roles. Think about his role in Phoenix and think about what he is now. That's elite level talent. That is elite level talent. Andre Iguodala did it. Paul George did it. Kawhi did it. Guys, old school Danny Granger did it. Richard never did it.
I was just on good teams with great players. It's fine.
You suck.
Do you agree?
That I never did it? Yeah, I agree.
No, do you agree with Jennings' take?
You know, I do. No, I look, Kyrie, like there, the one thing we know is one, let's not even make it about anything other than basketball. Just purely 100% basketball. Kyrie's injury history, right? Like over the past few years, Mikal Bridges is Iron Man. He's never missed a game in his NBA career. So we can't, missed a game in his NBA career. And like eventually, you know, you don't know. Is he going to get the AC Green streak? Probably not. But at the end of the day, if you're talking about a young two-way player that when expanded his opportunity, and Cam Johnson made a great statement. He's like, look, we've been working for 5 years on things, but we were just focused on the team. When we got to Brooklyn, we've been able to show people more now what we've been working on. Like Cam Johnson can work every day on pick and rolls. Mikal Bridges can work every single day on pick and rolls and get better. Will they be good enough to take the ball out of Chris Paul's hands at the time? No. Will they be good enough to take the ball out of Devin Booker's hands? No. But now Brooklyn's like, hey, you guys want to run pick and rolls? Like, perfect. We've been working on this for the last 5 years. Now we have an opportunity where we can get better and we can grow. So when you look at what he did from that jump and with the expansion of his game, you're like, even if he's the same player he was that he was when he showed up in Brooklyn, like if his numbers are the same, Mikal Bridges is an all-star. But now he's got to do this now from the start of the season all the way until then. Kyrie, again, there's just too much uncertainty. Pure basketball-wise, that's all I'm talking about. And we know that there's other stuff, but we're talking about pure basketball-wise, his injury history and all of those things, you would probably pick that guy or they were there. Like, at their peak, Kyrie's a top 10 player. When Kyrie's healthy, locked in and playing, he's a 40, 50, 90 guy. He's a top 10 player. But that's why he's that low, and it's because of injury history and probably some other things.
I think the word is inconsistency. You just don't know what you're going to get from Kyrie consistently anymore. We just hasn't shown it. He'll show you a glimpses, but it's like this team, he was doing this. Oh, he's really good. And then he's not playing. And then he's just chilling. And then on this team, he's really good, but does it work? And this, you put Mikal Bridges, you're like, I know what I'm getting on both ends of the floor every single night. No problems.
I stand by Jimmy Butler is not a top 20 NBA talent guy. Not top 25 NBA talent guy. We're talking about guys that are just like 40-inch verts, can shoot from everywhere. No, but his grit, his intenseness, and his toughness, and his consistency and competitiveness, that's what pushes him up.
He's psychotic.
Above so many players.
Yeah, number
if
one.
If Jimmy Butler had Kobe Bryant's body and skill set, he would be Kobe Bryant, in my opinion. Maybe not exactly Kobe, but he would be on that level.
Yeah.
Right, 100% he would be on that level. Like, he is that determined and that focused and that gritty, and that's why the playoff Jimmy is different. Now, even playoff Jimmy is hard for him to sustain because at the end of the day, he's running into physical specimens that can do this all day long. Giannis, all of these guys. Now, I know he's beaten them and their team has beaten them, but you still wouldn't go and pick Jimmy Butler over a Giannis, a guy that they beat. You're not going to pick him over a lot of these more quote-unquote talented guys. But that's what we're talking about. We believe that Mikal Bridges boosts himself above guys that are more talented than him because of his work ethic, his consistency, and his inability to miss games.
Okay, final basketball one for you. Vegas odds say the closest NBA award will be the Defensive Player of the Year. Who are you guys taking out of the favorites right now? Jaren Jackson Jr. is 6-1. Giannis is 7-1. And Evan Mobley is 7-1. Or do you have someone that's not on that list?
I would put, just because I'm high on this kid, and I love them adding Strus and Georges Niang, I'm taking Evan Mobley. Here's why. One, he's gotten roasted all summer. Of like, yo, kid, you're really talented. At now, this is year three. We want to start to see this. We can't win without you tapping into that, all those things, all those expectations. We need you to tap into that. You have it. Number two, when the Cavs are one of the worst offensive teams in the league, meaning like their flow and how they played, they could score. Obviously, you have Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. You could score, but their shooting was atrocious. You now add 2 6'7" to 6'9" shooters. When you are shooting good shots, it allows your defense to get set, right? So the more that they are able to score and get good spacing, when they get layups and dunks, they set their defense, right? So for me, he's going to be playing with more veterans who are more comfortable shooting with the right spacing. And if he's getting easy touches, we all know, no matter what kind of defender you are, you get a couple buckets at the beginning of the game, you acting different on a defensive side. Your energy going to be crazy. And I think he's not just going to be standing watching Donovan Mitchell shoot 50 times, because Donovan this year is going to make big steps in making extra passes. Same with Darius Garland, right? I think they were all like, dang, Donovan's so good, let's watch him. And then they realized that shit don't work in the playoffs.
Okay, fair. Okay. Guys, Channing says everything. That's completely accurate. I like the assessment of it. Why the getting your defense set is a big, big thing. I if I had to pick one, I would pick Giannis. I think with the addition of Dame Lillard, I think one, he's going to have to block more shots. He's going to get a little bit more. He's going to get some more attention, right? Yeah. Because the ball is going to be in the paint a little bit more compared to Drew Holiday. That's fine. Drew Holiday is one of the best in the world. So, I don't know. I think if I had to pick one, but I think this is what we should do. If the odds are set, what? Mm-hmm. If the odds are 7-1, why don't we just put $1,000 on a couple of these? You know, road tripping. Guys, thank you for listening. We make a couple of dollars. Why don't we just put?
I'm in control of the bank information. We cannot make that bet.
Why? No, but think. But now, Allie,
Powerball.
We'll play this.
No, hear me out. If it's 7-1 for three of these players, if we were to bet $1,000 on two of them, right? So now, right? So we're betting on two out of the three. Say we're gonna pick Evan Mobley and we're gonna pick Giannis. Now all of a sudden, whoever, as long as one of those two wins, we make out on it because we bet $2,000 to make $7,000. I think that's how gambling works. I'm not a gambler.
Okay, hang on. I like this, but you guys know I'm gonna go here, and I think I have a bias. I follow this team every single day. However, okay. Anthony
don't
Davis.
You
don't
you
listen no, to don't me you, listen to me listen
don't
to me
do that.
If the Lakers finish top three in the West, mm-hmm. if the Lakers are a top three defense, which they are capable, they did it last year,
they finished were number top one defense West. They've been number one defense during his era.
If Anthony Davis, who finished the season playing 25 games, was a tear in the postseason, was the best defensive player in the postseason a year ago, if he plays 65 games, and I say that because you have to win this award, can Anthony Davis be the defensive player of the year? Will Anthony Davis be the defensive player of the year?
No. Can he?
No.
Of course. If all of that ends up at the end of the season, why?
Allie, that's a lot of what ifs, girl. That's a lot of what ifs.
It's what they did last year and then got better with.
No one is saying Anthony Davis was the best two-way player in the league for 6 years. He is an every year he's defensive player of the year candidate. Why has he never won it over the course of his entire 9-10 year career?
I'd argue he should have won it in 2020.
That's the one argument that you would give. Now again, the stop of the season and all, agreed. That's the one caveat there. But again, the one thing I will say is this. There is a level of intensity, full-time intensity, that comes with winning Defensive Player of the Year, whether it's Marcus Smart, whether it's Giannis,
Jaren Jackson Jr.
Jaren Jackson, there is an intensity. Jaren Jackson Jr., part of the reason why he had not elevated himself is one injury, two foul trouble. Last year, he wasn't as injured, and he didn't get in as much foul trouble. We even saw that with USA Basketball. That was an issue for him, getting in foul trouble, because he's so important. So it's like there's just a level of consistent intensity. And if Anthony Davis plays at the level of a Defensive Player of the Year, then yes, the Lakers can win the championship. I don't think they'll win it, because I think even if he plays because last year in the postseason, he was playing like a Defensive Player of the Year guy, and Giannis was giving him that fucking work. So even if he shows up and plays that way all year, Jokic was giving him that work. So even if he shows up and plays like a Defensive Player of the Year, Jokic is going to still give him that work. Rudy Gobert is going to get that work. Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to get that work. So all of these guys are going to get it. So even if he is Defensive Player of the Year, which he was playing at that level from the end of the year and through the postseason, he was playing as that level, and he ran into a monster like Gary Payton with the dog, the glove, had his own shoe. He was a dog until he ran into Michael Jordan. And then there was nothing like, look, he competed. He did as well as anybody could do. But I just don't think that that's the situation.
Oh, you're talking about winning the championship.
Winning the championship. I'm saying he can win Defensive Player of the Year. He can. Will he? No, but to Channing's point, say, they'll win the championship. I'm like, bro, even if he plays the Defensive Player of the Year, that's not all it's going to take for them to beat the Denver Nuggets and to win a championship, in my humble opinion.
Okay, we only have a couple more minutes, but we are gonna do that. Are we all in agreement that I can spend that money and bet on that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, 100%. Oh, so who are the two?
Giannis and Evan Mobley.
Okay, so we're okay. Evan Mobley and Giannis. Now we might lose $2,000 because it could be Anthony Davis and it could be Jaren Jackson Jr. again.
Okay, if Anthony Davis wins it, you guys owe me.
I think this is unfair. It's unfair because we're on television, so we could just hype up this person.
Yeah, I don't know if people take us too seriously.
I don't have a vote. That's part of the reason why I'm.
Okay. I don't either.
I don't have a vote, and this is so everybody knows. I could have a vote. I choose not to because I prefer to say I don't have a vote. That's the flex I want. I'm giving you my opinion purely based off of what I think, not what's going to change voters.
We can't sit here then and bitch about the GM surveys when you've got actual players that don't want and choose not to have a vote.
I don't want a survey. Just because having a vote doesn't mean you're doing a survey.
We'll do the NBA grids. We'll finish on the NBA grids. Easy, medium, or hard? Hard. Hard. That's how we like it. All right. I wore jersey number 8 for the Warriors, Bucks, and Clippers. I was on, God, you would lose in Jeopardy. I was on John Wooden's last NCAA championship team.
Kareem?
This ain't Raymond.
Yep. Marcus Johnson. all right, one more.
This ain't Raymond. Too easy.
Oh, this one makes me mad.
That's a good one. Shout out my basketball knowledge.
Do you want to know what the hint was? Yeah, what? Man, that would have totally gave it away.
I was one of three NBA players
to appear in the original White Man Can't Jump. Oh. All right, medium. I wore jersey number 35 for the Hornets, Clippers, and Mavericks. I was a Western Conference All-Star in the 2009-10 season.
Western Conference All-Star for what team?
I don't know. Actually, I do know, but I can't give that away. Okay. Hint, I'm a citizen of both the United States and Germany. And another hint, I laid on the bench when the Cavs fouled out.
Chris Kaman.
Done. All right.
That's the one that gave it away. Yeah. All right. And last one. Last one. I wore jersey number 22 for the Suns and Bucks. I led Ohio State to the Final Four in college.
Oh, easy. Michael Redd. Stop it.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done. That's another edition of Road Trippin'. Richard's got a run.